Former Governor Rick Scott's administration pushed aside climate change, going so far as to unofficially ban the use of the term. However, in 2019, the tide is changing. Public awareness for climate change is at an all-time high, and the state's highest officials are now acting on those calls for making climate change a priority. Governor Ron DeSantis is hiring a Chief Resiliency Officer, or CRO. According to the job posting, the CRO will prepare Florida for the environmental, physical, and economic impacts of climate change. The position will report directly to the governor, as they lead a work group of state agencies like the Department of Environmental Protection and the Department of Economic Development. Experts say a changing climate will not only raise environmental concerns, but economic and public health issues as well, which raises the question, what exactly is resiliency?
You know, so resilience is, you probably can find a lot of different sort of technical definitions out there. It's essentially a community's ability to come back from disasters, for example, but it's also, when we think about it, not just in terms of how can a community bounce back from flooding or bounce back from hurricanes, it's also how can communities prepare for those things.
Aliki Moncrief is the executive director of Florida Conservation Voters, a nonpartisan environmental group. She says people often think of resiliency as huge engineering projects.
I think a lot of times folks also tend to think about projects like Miami Beach, where there's multi-million dollar infrastructure projects to lift roads and to put in pumping stations. I think sometimes folks, when they talk about resilience, they're thinking about those engineered solutions and maybe not enough about some of those natural solutions.
Moncrief believes protecting natural environments provide an essential role in Florida's climate change conversation.
So we think about protecting our mangroves and wetlands and making sure that those types of ecosystems that provide natural buffers to floods, to storms, that we are actually protecting them. Right now in Florida, we're still losing our wetlands, we're still losing our mangroves, even though they play such a critical role in making our communities more resilient.
Moncrief would like to see the state partner with local resiliency officers who've been working toward a more resilient Florida for years.
There are many local communities that already have resiliency officers, and so I would expect the statewide chief resiliency officer not to kind of reinvent the wheel, but to actually go to those local experts and learn from them in terms of what has already been working.
The leadership here in Florida on climate issues has not come from state government. It has come for a very long time from local governments.
Senator Jose Javier Rodriguez has been advocating for more climate change policy in Florida. The Miami Democrat is no stranger to resiliency efforts, with Miami being one of Florida's cities most at risk from sea level rise. Rodriguez believes the time has come for the state to show leadership in resiliency efforts.
And I think that's, again, part of the urgency of this particular moment, is that we need to capitalize on these winds of change and really show leadership from the state on climate change to support the effort, frankly, of local governments that have been doing this on their own for decades.
Abena Ojetayo is the Chief Resiliency Officer for the City of Tallahassee. She says her job is to think about how potential disruptive events will impact the city.
So for my role, I'm charged with a very comprehensive view of everything that the city does and to partner with others to think through how any number of disruptions might impact us.
Ojetayo says taking a preventative approach will help the city adapt to changes in the future.
Also, a lot of the mitigation, how we might prevent certain things and how we change business as usual, integrating these ideas into our strategic plan so that we can really adapt to so many of the changes that any city or communities are beginning to face all around the world.
As Governor Ron DeSantis continues to narrow his choice for the state's chief resiliency officer, advocates hope the new position will follow the blueprint already laid out by the local governments in the state of Florida. For WFSU News, I'm Kem DeLorbe.